Okay.
Marshall Montano, this. This music was written and released after a video was surfaced on YouTube, Ojo channel. A remix made by Marshall Montano itself. Super King of the World made a remix towards the Jab community, and this is the answer. Issues and that music. G Blood Podcast.
It's your boy G Blood and I'm back. Yes, and I wanna explain the song to you. It was aimed at Marshall Montano, the Soca King of the World, the Soca King of Trinidad and Tobago. And the reason why he aimed at him is because he was talking about the Jab Jab community or the Jab Jab nation. They think they are different and stuff like that, and so he aimed the song at him, asking him why he go and do that. Why? But the reason why Marshall Montano aimed at the Jab Jab nation is simply because in the International Soca Monarch Arena, 5 artists from the Jab Jab capital of the world has entered into the competition, and 5 of these artists are in the finals. And so he felt intimidated by these singers, these young singers, and so Short Pre heard the video that he made the remarks, and he decided, hey, I'm going to record a song asking him, why is he provoking us? Why is he going behind us? We are a unique type of music. We are a unique nation. We are a unique community. Why are you coming at us with your music? Not because our music is now being globalized all over the world. People is getting to know the Jab Jab song and all them kind of thing like that. So he is questioning him in the song and stuff like that. But my opinion of this is because I think the Soca King of the World, Marshall Montano, is intimidated by the song, the Jab Jab song and stuff like that. So he's trying to see if he can get at them. He's trying to see if he can get the bigger artists of the Jab Jab community to answer him, and so he can try to put an end to, you know, the art form. But as I will always say, the Jab Jab nation is not just one person or a couple individual, it's a nation. And so by trying to provoke the jab jab. You are trying to provoke the nation, you are trying to provoke the country, right? So now that the artists from Grenada, the country that represent the jab nation, the jab capital of the world, five of these artists is in the Soca Monarch finals, and so I think the Soca Monarch King is intimidated by that, and so he is trying to see best well how he can provoke these artists and stuff like that. And that just goes to show you how influential music can be, or how influential an artist can be in terms of that. That song is going to go far because people are going to question the fact that after all these years, after all these artists have come to Trinidad and Tobago to showcase their Jab Jab song, why now he is trying to provoke the Jab Jab community and stuff like that. Let me play a little music and we'll get right back into the chat once again.
Ready. Everybody get ready. Everybody get ready. The fire now starts.
Some say we good, some say we bad, some say we sick, some say we mad, some say we ugly, some say we nice. We coming at you from the island of North.
No.
Yes, I'm back. It's your boy G Bladden. Let's continue into the talk with the Marshall Montano issue to the Jab community, the Jab Jab Nation, Jab Jab capital of the world, Grenada. We see that Mr. Killer, he is leading the carnival with a very big song. The name of the song is Run With It, and that song is doing a bit of a damage in the Trinidad seasonal carnival, and the people of Trinidad and Tobago, they are not really liking the fact that these artists is headlining, they are trending, they are not from Trinidad, and they have some of the top music in the Soca Monarch, and some of these people, some of these artists of Trinidad and Tobago are being intimidated by the fact that one of these artists or two of these artists could go back home with the crown, with the Groovy Monarch crown and the Power Monarch crown. And so this is sparking a lot of tension, a lot of hate by some of the people, but I gotta say that it's an international Soca Monarch platform where artists from all over the world can come and participate, and it's all about who has the better song, who has the better performance on the night wins the crown. So if you want to keep your crown in Trinidad and Tobago, the artist got to produce the best song. And I mean, I've been listening and stuff like that, and I mean, for the semi-finals, I didn't really see any artists from Trinidad that really top in the Soca Monarch platform in terms of song. You know, all of the best artists, they have not taken part in the competition, and so that gives room for artists from outside of the platform to come in and try to see if they can make a name for themselves, if they can put their country in the forefront. And you know, that's a good thing, that an artist can come and showcase his music for his country, try to put his music on a higher level, try to put himself on a higher level or herself on a higher level, you know, and try to get their song out there, try to capitalize on their music and stuff like that. And I think in the Caribbean, we should be able to share the throne of getting the music out there, you know, letting people know that, hey, Trinidad alone does not have music, but there's other islands in the Caribbean that does soca. They might have a different form. St. Lucia have a different way of doing soca. St. Vincent have a different way of doing soca. Grenada have a different way of doing soca. Even the Jamaicans are coming in into the soca platform. Grenada have a different way of doing the soca. And so, you know, it should be shared, you know, just as any other music like hip-hop or R&B or pop or rock, you know. So there shouldn't be no fighting and fussing, you know. Most people that I listen to, they say, you know what, it's about time Grenada is on top in terms of music. It's due time, you know, we've been putting in work, they've been putting in work, you know, for a very long time. And you know, Trinidad has been to the forefront for a very long time in music, and it's about time people in the world know that, hey, Grenada is here, we have a different song, we have a more enjoyable song. So let me pay some bills and I'll get right back into it. I'm back. So speaking about music in Trinidad, we're seeing that there are so many good songs that is being left out, that is not being spoken about. We see music from the Ultimate Rejects, and to me it's a good song for the road come Carnival Monday and Tuesday. And these artists, you know, they are working so hard in many different ways, and you don't hear nothing concerning, you know, the Ultimate Rejects. And that is just to show you Trinidad as a nation, how they don't support their own people. But when people from different countries come in and do what they had to do, you know, to get their song out there, they get embraced by some of the people in the country, then some of the people don't like it. But the same people that don't like outsiders coming in, and they are talking about, they don't find that outsiders should come in and try to get titles or money and all them stuff like that. But these same people don't even support their own people. They don't give no support to these artists. They don't sponsor these artists. They don't look for ways where they can come together and say, you know what, let's put up a package and let's try to get our artists out there, you know, on some of the big platforms in some of the big countries and stuff like that. And that's why it will always have a problem in the Caribbean when all the islands have to come together and say, hey, we do soca music, let's come together as a Caribbean community and let's put our product out there into the bigger countries like Germany or England or America and all these places like that. So that's it for the episode. Until then, G Bloodin podcast, we out of here.
Watching me, I winding up on the property.
Excuse me.